AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. LeBron James is now just 63 points shy of breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring mark. LeBron scored 26 points Thursday, and the Lakers needed every one of them as they edged the Pacers 112-111.
I don't have the number, like, planted in my head, the actual real number. I know it's 38-something, but I know it's been Kareem in my whole life. It's pretty cool.
The exact number for Kareem's record is 38,387 points. As for the game, Anthony Davis hit the winning basket with 35 seconds left, then blocked a shot to preserve the win. LA's other team, the Clippers, lost by a point to the Bucks, 106-105. Chuck Fremont has more.
Third time since the first of the year that the Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo has put up 50 or more points. He had 54 to lead the Bucks to a 106-105 win over the Clippers. The Bucks trailed most of the night by a big margin. They were down by 21 in the third quarter. Still, the Clippers had a chance to win it, but Kawhi Leonard missed a baseline fadeaway jumper in the final seconds.
Other NBA winners, the Cavs, Mavs, Bulls, and the Knicks, who barely held on to beat the Heat 106-104, thanks in large part to R.J. Barrett's 30 points.
We were very locked in tonight. We got a big dub for sure.
The NBA announced the reserves for the All-Star game on February 19th in Salt Lake City. From Eastern teams, Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, and DeMar DeRozan, while reserves from Western teams will include Ja Morant, Paul George, and Damian Lillard. College basketball, three top teams in action. The highest-ranked one, number 3 Houston, improved to 21-2 by closing with a 26-11 run as Kelvin Sampson's team beat Wichita State 70-61.
But when it came winning time, I think our DNA kicked in. We know how to win, and there's a lot to be said about that.
Number 5 Arizona and number 9 UCLA both won Pac-12 games at home. I'm Tom Merriam, AP Sports.